This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 24th. God's word for you today is by the ear. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 49, verse 4. And it says, I listen carefully to many proverbs and solve riddles with inspiration from a harp. To experience relational metamorphosis, first, get involved in other people. Second, do not be a chronic complainer. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15 says, do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. If you want to experience relational metamorphosis, do not be a chronic complainer. In fact, you cannot really have quality friendships if you're a chronic complainer. Have you noticed that nobody likes hanging out with people who are always complaining? Nobody enjoys it. Sometimes, even their children, spouse, friends, family, and colleagues are tired of their complaining. Do not be a chronic complainer. Catch yourself, own up, and apologize for complaining, and they will extend grace to you. The third thing to experience relational metamorphosis is learn to be a good listener. Most times, we think people should listen to us because we deserve it. Guess what? For you to have quality friendships, you have to be a good listener. You become a friend with your ears, not with your mouth. For those who are introverted and do not have friends, talking to people seems like a huge task. However, this is advice from one introvert to another and to everyone else. The secret is you need to learn how to listen. If you can listen to people, you will not lack friends. People want to be heard, and so they are always looking for someone who will listen to them. James chapter 1 verse 19 says, understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak. Try this wherever you go, church, your office, or when you meet someone, say at a party. Train yourself to just listen to him or her. It is a party anyway, and you're going to be there for a while. So, choose to listen to the person for 15 minutes nonstop. Do not say anything. If you must, only ask questions, but just listen and listen. By the time you leave, that person will think you are the best person on earth. Try it. In fact, try it with your children. Sit down with them and you will be amazed. The word of God says, you must all be quick to listen. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. How? By listening and asking questions. Questions are to friendship what food is to the body. If you learn to listen and ask questions, you will be a good friend or on your way to having quality relationships. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to get interested in other people, to listen to them with all my heart, and by your Spirit, help proffer solutions to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.